excitement about this. Maybe all is well about this. I'm feeling ease about it now, and that's all I wanted to sleep for, was to find some ease. And so not having sleep made me reach for ease, and now I've found ease, and so all is well. And usually, if you've done this focus wheel on your mind while your head is on the pillow, before you get around, you'll be asleep. So now, did you feel some ease in all of that?
I did.
So now, let's do a rampage of appreciation about, let's focus on the positive aspects of sleep. There are so many things about sleep that are beneficial to me. I like the withdrawal from this time-space reality. I like the idea that I reemerge into non-physical and that I get to convert with the non-physical part of me. I like knowing that my vibration raised, and I like the idea of waking up with an intention that I set even before I went to sleep, that when I awaken, I will awaken in that higher vibration. And I like the idea of waking up in the vortex, knowing that I'm there, and then maintaining it easily. I love the feeling of the fabric of my bed. I love the comfort of my bed. I love the benefit that it gives to my body. I like the absence of resistance that gravity has upon my body when I'm in that prone position. I love the sensation of having nothing that I need to turn my attention to and just relaxing. Whether I'm actually sleeping or just refreshing in terms of just lying there, I love the luxury of being able to do that. I love the benefit of my life. I like the way I've brought the position that I am in my life. I like the fact that I have many things to do, but I also have opportunity to take time and refresh. I love the benefit of sleeping. Positive aspects. Now let's go into a rampage of appreciation.
Yes.
I like being the creator of my own experience. I like knowing that there isn't anything that I can't resolve and come into alignment with. I like knowing that when something happens that gets my attention and makes me realize that I'm a little bit out of alignment, all I have to do is focus a little bit and I can get into alignment no matter what the subject is. I love knowing that now I can rest and sleep if I want to, or be fully alert and awake if I want to. I like knowing that my body will rise to whatever occasion that I'm needing. I like knowing that sleep is not a requirement, but refreshment is, and I like knowing that refreshment comes in many different ways. Refreshment comes from absence of resistance. I like knowing that I have discovered that about myself, I don't require as much sleep because I was born, sort of hit the ground running, and I love this physical life experience. There are so many things that I want to do and so much that I want to explore. There's so many people in my life that I love spending time with and so many projects that I like spending time doing. There is so much about being in this physical body at this time. I love being alive in this time, in this technological time where we have the opportunity to interact with so many others, when we are connected worldwide, when there are so many subjects to think about. I love turning on the television and seeing what's out there that I might ponder and think about. I love the breadth and depth of subjects that I can put in my vortex, and I love now knowing that all I got to do is line up with them. I love the power of my influence in the world. I love being alive in this time. I love being alive in this time. It's no wonder that I haven't wanted to sleep. I so love being alive in this time.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Now go to bed.
Okay.
Further back? Yes.
Hi, Abraham. I actually have come up here for a friend.
Breathe deeply and speak loudly.
Well, when you said that we were chosen for our ease and that things were a bit more fun, we decided that maybe I should ask the question for a friend. And you picked me. So the questions
are... So the point is, my friend has... You see, you're sort of describing the process of Jerry and Esther and Abraham. So Jerry had questions, but like our friend earlier, he was sort of trying to make the world a better place and not appreciating the things that were going wrong and sort of wearing the white hat and riding the white horse. And so he was asking questions from his place of protest.
Right.
So he really did a good job of step one-ing, but he couldn't hear the answer because he was so wrapped up in step one.
Okay.
Esther was sort of bipping along, living happily ever after, not thinking very deeply about anything. They would drive in the car and Jerry would say, "What are you thinking about?" And Esther would say, "Nothing," and she meant it.
Yeah.
And he would say, "Wait a minute, you can't be thinking of nothing." And Esther would say, "Well, there's a horse and there's a cow and there's a barn." And
that's
she
me.
Wasn't pondering.